Now we're going to take you on a dive in the Hawkbill. And to do this, let's assume that we're out on patrol in the South China Sea with the ship patrolling on the surface. I will explain to you briefly what is going to precede the dive and a brief description of the dive before we actually submerge so that you may better follow what you hear. Now, let's suppose that one of the lookouts has sighted smoke on the horizon. The captain has been called to the bridge and has decided the submarine is in the proper position to submerge and commence this approach. The initial alarm, which you will hear, will be the general alarm calling all hands to their battle stations. After the bridge has been cleared with the officer of the deck and the lookouts, the diving alarm will sound and the submergence will start. Numerous things occur on the diving signal, most of them happening in a very few seconds, but we'll elaborate on our description. As the diving alarm sounds, the main vents are opened, which permits water to flood the main ballast tanks. At the same time, all hull openings in the ship are closed, which might permit water to enter within the pressure hull. The engines are stopped, and the power for the propulsion is then taken from the main storage battery. The bow hydroplanes are rigged out from their normal secured positions and put in a position of hard dive to pull the boat under. When the diving officer has observed the Christmas tree, which is a panel of green and red lights indicating the condition of the hull openings, and when he has satisfied himself that all these openings are shut, he will direct the manifold man to build a pressure in the boat. This is to test for water tightness before she becomes completely submerged. Satisfied with this, he then coaches the bow and stern plane operators in such a manner as to take the boat down with the proper angle and level her off at the designated depth. Having done this and adjusted the trim to his satisfaction, his final action is to report to the captain in the conning tower, "Final trim, sir, 65 feet. And now, let's go ahead and listen in while the Hawkbill makes her dive.
Open on the horizon, bearing 010, sir.
Control, tell the captain we have smoke on the horizon, bearing 0892.
Open on the horizon, bearing 0892, Arthur.
Left 5 degrees right.
Left 5 degrees right, sir.
And now at this point, the captain comes up to the conning tower.
Lou, this looks like a swell contact. Let's call all hands to their battle stations, please.
Battle stations, torpedo attack.
Man, battle stations, torpedo attack.
The alarm you are hearing is the general alarm, the initial alarm.
Air cover over the convoy sizes. Let's submerge and get underway with our attack.
All right, sir.
Clear the bridge!
That was the surfacing alarm that you just heard. The submerging alarm, I beg your pardon.
Air!
Green boy, sir, pressure in the boat.
Very well, 65 feet, please.
65 feet, aye, sir. 8 degree dive bubble.
8 degree dive bubble, aye, sir.
Flow negative to 4,000. Shut negative flood. Flood is shut, sir. Vent negative. Negative vent. From forward trim to after trim.
From forward trim to after trim. Coming from forward trim to after trim.
Very well.
That's fire van after.
She's under net.
Secure pumping.
Secure pumping. Pumping secured.
All ahead 1/3.
Manifold secured.
All ahead 1/3, sir. Answering all ahead 1/3.
Very well. 6.5 feet. Final trim, sir.
Very well. Up periscope, please.
The final sound that you heard was the periscope going up above so that the captain may see what's happening on the surface. And now, for the sake of time, we're going to have to assume that the Hawkbill has consummated her attack in her usual successful fashion and that the escorts have withdrawn from the scene after delivering their counterattack. The next action that we will listen to will be the surfacing procedure as the submarine is returning to the surface. In this operation, on the captain's orders to stand by to surface, the vents on the main ballast tanks are shut, and the engines made ready for operation, and the lookouts brought to the conning tower ready to man their lookout posts. The servicing signal, which is three blasts of the diving alarm, is the order which sends the high-pressure air into the ballast tanks, forcing the water from the tanks and giving the ship prospective buoyancy. As soon as the conning tower and bridge break the surface, the upper hatch is opened, the captain and lookouts immediately proceed to the bridge, and the low-pressure blowers are started, which complete the emptying of the ballast tanks. Let's listen in now while the Hawkbill surfaces.
Stand by to surface, Lou.
Stand by to surface, aye, aye. Shut all main vents. Put main induction on power. Which all main vents are shut.
Main induction on power.
Commit to an engine room.
Permission granted.
Things are ventilation secured.
Very well. All main vents are shut. Standing by to surface, sir.
Very well. Surface.
Diving signal. Surfacing.
Low main ballast. Mobile buoyancy. One 1.8 feet, sir. Start the low pressure blow.
Crack the hatch.
Crack the hatch, right? That is correct. Up and out.
And that's what takes place when one of Uncle Sam's undersea crafts submerges and returns to the surface. To our knowledge, this is the first time a radio audience has heard the actual commands and sounds from a submarine. We wish to thank Commander F.W. Scanlon, Jr., Captain of the Hawkbill, Executive Officer L.R. Folkley, as well as the officers and men of the crew for making this broadcast possible. Tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, the submarine Icefish will submerge in the Willamette River at the foot of Stark Street. You are invited to be on the dock to witness this event. This is Frank Coffin saying so long from the submarine Hawkbill and reminding you that tomorrow is Navy Day and that you're invited to visit the naval vessels tied up along the seawall in Portland from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. This has been a presentation of the KGW Special Events Department.